This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. We have a special guest today for the full hour. Someone who is very committed to bringing us cutting edge information as an Emmy award winning talk show host. Jimmy Young has decades of experience in commercial television and radio. And so, Jimmy Young, welcome to the Frankie Boyer Show, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
Happy to be here, Frankie. That decades thing, though, just means I'm old. <That's> old. Old and experienced with plenty of stories and plenty of opinions, I guess.
So, how does an Emmy award-winning broadcaster become involved in the world of cannabis, and tell us how that journey unfolded for you?
So you said I've got an hour, right? So I suppose I could just keep going for an hour and talk about that. It's really a culmination of a lot of parts of my life. I've always been a supporter of the little guy, not afraid to talk about the injustices that we've seen in our society, our world, and our history. And how did I end up in the cannabis space? Well, that's a lifelong journey, I guess, when you get right down to it. I talk a lot on my shows about my personal experience with the plant, and I encourage others to come out of the cannabis closet and share their stories with others as well. Everyone has a different journey. Everybody has an opinion about cannabis right now. I was just reading 91% of Americans believe that this plant should be legalized federally. And that is broken up into two quadrants, the 60% and the 30%, if you will, one being the medical community and one being the adult use community. And you add them up and you get 90%. But more importantly, 100% of Americans have opinions about this plant. And that's why I actually salute you, Frankie, for bringing this out into the public and talking more and more about it. Now, if you want, I'll give you the abridged version. For 48 out of 64 years, I've smoked it every day. I took 10 years off when my son was born. He's now 31, from 1990 to 2000, and completely straight, I might add. And that's actually when I got my job in Boston, which should tell you something, I suppose. But cannabis has always been a benign plant for me. Back in the day when I was a teenager and suffering from undiagnosed ADHD, because we didn't know what the hell ADHD was in
absolutely.
The 1970s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I used it to, before I got on the bus, so I would hyper-focus when I got to school. And it still allowed me to get into Tufts University and actually graduate from Tufts University, which was even more remarkable in many ways, back in 1979. And it was during that time that I went from thinking I'd be a history teacher, social studies teacher, and soccer coach for the rest of my life to getting a break, which led me to become a producer of sports at Channel 4 in Boston, WBZ-TV, at age 20, and working with Jimmy Myers, the first African-American.
Oh, I love Jimmy Myers.
Boston.
Yeah, Jimmy Myers was
Jimmy Myers.
Oh, Jimmy Myers was just the guy. Yeah.
Yeah, well, if you can imagine two Jimmys with high energy, we actually did a show together called Twin Brothers, Different Mothers. That we did. It's actually up on YouTube, and we had a great time doing it together out of a bar in Framingham back in, I want to say, 2013, 14, in that range. You know, the beautiful thing about YouTube is once you put it up there, it's there. You know, it's
there. It's there forever. Absolutely. Absolutely. That led you, though, to become a broadcaster, a TV color analyst for the New England Revolution soccer team.
You jumped about 33 decades there, Frankie.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
You wanted me to fill an hour, didn't you? Come on, you know, you want the whole story, right? You know, so when I was a kid, don't forget back in the 70s, Frankie, and I'll be honest, I don't know how old you are, but I do remember the 60s and 70s. I was born in 1957, so it was relatively easy for me to remember the 60s and 70s. And
sure, me too, yeah.
The drinking age was 18. At least it was in Massachusetts. And I happened to move into my college dorm on my 18th birthday in 1975. So I always felt that, you know, I could not drink beer like my friends did back in the day. And I used to get crap from them because after three beers, I would be upchucking. Oh, you can't have your beer. So what did I do? I found another thing that I could do that made me feel much better, helped me hyper-focus, get creative, and all those amazing benefits that the plant gives us now that I enjoyed back in the 70s. And, you know, then later in life, I find out I'm allergic to hops. So I haven't really had a beer in probably 25 years. So, you know, it was a beer thing more than anything else that got me over to the weed side of things. And I did enjoy it throughout the 70s and 80s. And then, like I said, when my son was born in 1990, I definitely wanted to prove to myself that I could do sports reports straight and sober and also parents straight and sober. So I did that for 10 years until I left his mother left him 6 months before he graduated high school. And I moved in with him pretty much from age 19 to age 27 when he finally got off my payroll and under my wing and is now a licensed electrician in North Carolina. So, you know, there's a few other stories interspersed in there that we can share if you'd like, but that's pretty much the big picture on my own personal use. When I started again in 2000, it was for pure medicinal purposes. I suffered from chronic pain. I have had four surgeries in 22 years because I used to be an athlete. And then when you get older and you don't practice every day, your body tends to deteriorate and everything tends to get arthritic and break down on you. And I've been using it medicinally since Massachusetts started their medical program in 2013. So for my own personal journey, that's kind of the abridged version of it.
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
And it goes back, to what I said at the beginning, which is injustices. There's a lot of injustices about the failed war on drugs and the impact that these laws have had on our African-American community and our other people of color. It is something that bothers me as a history major, as someone who understood the history of this country. And our white colonist forefathers, if you will, really set us up to say, hey, all people are created equal as long as they look like us, white people. And, you know, I've always had black people as a heavy influence in my life, both as a sports fan growing up with Muhammad Ali, who stood up for what he believed in. He did not want to go to war and represent the United States. And I supported his right to refuse that. And I'm also, I have a very influential older brother, 5 years my elder, who also supported sports and Muhammad Ali and other things. So that was a huge influence on my life growing up. And then having Jimmy Myers as my mentor in the 70s, and then starting to learn more and more as I got into the cannabis world about the other injustices that have taken place on a regular basis by our law enforcement people who used cannabis as a means to fill our privately run jails. I mean, racism has been part of our history since Columbus and others discovered that there were other people living in North America, humans living in North America. And I'm talking about our indigenous people, you know, so-called Native Americans. And I just found it really upsetting that this has been going on. I thought I knew about the history of our country. And then I find out literally just 3 years ago what happened in Tulsa in the 20th century.
Oh, my God. I was there. I was just there several months ago in Black Wall Street. And I just have to tell you, it's chilling to hear the stories and to walk the streets. Yes.
Oh, my goodness gracious. It's horrible. But why was it not in my history books for my entire education? Why
well,
do you think that is, Frankie? You know why. Why do you think that?
Well, first of all, I want to go back to what you were saying, because one of the things that really disturbs me doing this radio show and becoming so highly educated about the world and this plant, this miraculous plant, is the fact that there are still men and many women in this country that are in prison for just having possession because they had the wrong lawyer, because they didn't know the laws, because they were taken advantage of. We have so much more to talk about. He currently hosts In the Weeds with Jimmy Young. He has three productions that he's doing right now, award-winning, Emmy award-winning TV talk show host from right here in my own town, New England, in Boston. Jimmy Young is our guest for the full hour. Jimmy, what's the best website for pro-cannabis media?
Exactly. It's procannabismedia.com.
We'll be right back. We have to take a quick break and be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. So we love sports, by the way. I love sports, and the show loves sports. But we're talking cannabis today. So the transition has been fascinating.
Too, anytime you want, Frankie.
No. We
talk about sports.
We will, absolutely, we will, because I want to get into cannabis and sports in just a moment. But before we go there, we need to let everybody know about ProCannabisMedia.com. Jimmy Young is the founder and host and producer. And you are doing, you do three shows a week. In the Weeds with Jimmy Young, We Talk News, which is a weekly news from the cannabis industry and reports from Europe and 12 state correspondents. And you also host The Green Rush, and that is
live.
The business of cannabis on Fridays. Okay, live.
Right.
You do that live.
Yep.
So let me ask you before we go any further, and we talked about the injustices, but where are we? Where is the state of cannabis as we have just come out of a two-year crazy time? And I can just tell you, coming back from my expo, which was 67,000 people that showed up at Expo West in Anaheim, California last week for the natural products industry. A lot of CBD people were there, lots and lots of them. Where do you think the industry is at this point?
I think we're in the toddler range. If you consider where we have been, the infancy of this industry, we've gone away from being babies and become more toddlers. And by that, I'm trying to put it all in perspective with that question, Frankie, because I do think that we're in this now for the long haul. I don't think we're going to go backwards towards prohibition again. If anything, we move forward. We are starting to do far more research and looking at this from a science perspective. We are learning more and more about this plant that has been vilified for literally over 100 years in this country. And we're getting there. I mean, you're starting to see some of the stigma soften. You're starting to see more movement in our government, which is ridiculously, they're not going anywhere. We're kind of frozen in our government world right now, but this two-party system. And the fact that cannabis is now a political pawn in this division that has been set up by differences of opinions and certainly direction of the future of this country is really kind of upsetting to me, because I never liked politicians. They talk out of both sides of their mouth just to get themselves elected again. And that is not doing their job. They need to represent the people that vote them in to those positions, and they should be representative of those people. But instead, they're representative of the almighty dollar, keeping themselves employed and elected. And that really bothers me. So again, we're in the toddler stage. There is some movement. The House of Representatives may actually vote on the MORE Act this week, which is a federal legalization bill that I'm pretty sure it was Kamala Harris's bill originally. And they're going to bring it back up and see if they can put a little bit more pressure on the Senate, which is really where all progressive bills go to die when it comes to cannabis. We have way too many senators in positions that have been in those positions for way too many terms, as far as I'm concerned, and they are not, they don't look like our country anymore, and I'm talking about the U.S. Senate. They don't act like they represent our country anymore. And it's really a shame. It's really a shame. And I don't care what side of the fence or what side of the aisle, you're on at this point, because, both sides, as far as I'm concerned, have a culpability to keeping, our country going absolutely nowhere when it comes to policy. And if anything, we start pointing fingers at each other and saying, it's your fault, it's your fault. There are no faults when it comes to humanity. We're all in one family of humanity. You know, we really are. And until we start embracing our differences and figuring out ways to work together and live together, we're never going to progress as a society. It just really kind of bothers me. And in 2022, I'm preaching the same things that Martin Luther King preached back in the 1960s. I mean, how many times do we have to understand that just because people look different or have a different religion or a different political affiliation, we're all still people. We're all still humans. And we better find common ground or, more importantly, learn about our differences rather than allow us to have them separate us. And I learned that from a guy named Lenny Zakim. And if you don't know who that is, Frankie.
Oh, absolutely. Tell everybody about Lenny.
Okay.
Yeah. Tell everybody about Lenny Zakim, because he was just such a historic figure here in Boston.
Well, you know, he was 25 years as the Northeast Director of the Anti-Defamation League. And he's the closest thing I've ever known to being a prophet, a human prophet, because of what he talked about, what he stood for, and the impact that he had on other people's lives. It's really one of the programs that he was involved with called Team Harmony is one of the reasons why I left full-time sportscaster work, because I just didn't feel like I was helping my fellow man out in any way by giving scores and highlights and opinions about sports. And Lenny needed help with his Team Harmony event, and I decided I would work on it with him for 6 months in 1998. And then I ended up going back into the sales side of media. But, you know, I was really glad that I got to know him more as a human, working with him for those 6 months as we brought this Team Harmony event to Washington, D.C. And if you're not familiar with what Team Harmony was about, is it basically used the power of sport to show how people need to get along who might be looking different than you and I might look. And they would bring on the professional athletes from the Boston area to talk about how they fought racism and discrimination in their lives and recognize middle and high school students who fought for the rights and equality of others in their schools. And they brought them up on stage and championed their efforts for the LGBTQ community, for the anti-Semitic community, for the racist, the anti-racism community that's out there. And it was really a powerful event. I helped bring it to New England Cable News when I was at New England Cable News, and we carried it live for, I think, 4 or 5 years. John Lewis spoke. Justin Timberlake from NSYNC was part of that. It was really an amazing event and something we really, really need. And the Rendon Group was involved with the production of that, and the Rendon Group tried to bring it back this past year because of all the divisions we have in our world and our country. And it just didn't have the same impact without being a live event. And
absolutely. Hey, we have to take another break.
Yep.
We will get into what is happening in the news a lot more in the weeds. Jimmy Young, and give us the website, please.
It's Pro Cannabis Media, which you can find, obviously, on the Internet. But it's also the same. It's a channel on YouTube. It's a page on Facebook. It's a page on LinkedIn Live. And we do everything we possibly can to be on all these outlets live as we share our various independent productions and our own original productions.
And he's here with us on Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Heard coast to coast, and we'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oreganol.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. We're talking about something that is so passionate. Equality, rights, just the fact that this plant is bringing out the ability to really and truly connect all of us, all of us. And we're talking to Emmy Award-winning TV talk show host Jimmy Young, who has decades of experience, and he's now currently hosting In the Weeds with Jimmy Young. His network is called ProCannabisMedia.com, ProCannabisMedia.com. Jimmy, welcome back. I want to talk about the fact that there are so many white men in suits, and the lack of diversity is blinding. And this past trade show, it wasn't as bad as it normally is, but still pretty much they've taken the suits off and they're wearing khakis and t-shirts. But very much, I think I ran into, out of all of the CBD booths that were at Expo West this year, new products and old products, I think hundreds that were run by females, too.
Yeah. I apologize. By the way, I apologize for my gender and my race all the time on my show. I really do. I think the old white man has screwed up this country for over hundreds of years. And you can go back to the beginning of the prohibition of cannabis to see a great example of it when Mr. Carnegie, Mr. DuPont, Mr. Hearst helped fund the first DEA and put Harry Anslinger in power that vilified cannabis and created that tax act back in 1937, which led to prohibition, which, by the way, didn't necessarily make cannabis illegal. It just put a hefty tax on it to the point where you really couldn't get it. And even if a doctor had written you a prescription, you still could not get it as a medicine. And did you know, Frankie, this is my favorite stat that I've learned, and I share this with people all the time, that between 1900 and 1910, doctors who graduated from Harvard Med, Yale Med, NYU Med, wrote 5 million prescriptions for cannabis as a medicine in the United States of America between 1900
and 1910. I did know that. And I knew that because one of our guests, who unfortunately, and true pioneer in the industry, passed away a couple of weeks ago, Dr. Cass Ingram, who was absolutely one of the most brilliant, brilliant people when it came to the field of cannabinoid medicine and also herbs, master herbalist as well as an MD, used to share that story with us and would also share the story of how King Solomon used cannabis in his rituals at the altar.
Mm-hmm. Not surprised. I mean, you know, think about it. What medicine do you think the medicine man used back in the day when, before the white man colonized our indigenous people and put them in cages and slaughtered them? I mean, come on, people. Once you start learning about the history of this plant and how it reflects the development of a modern nation like the United States of America, it should enlighten you. It really should. A lot of things kicked in to me when I started digging into the history of it and looking at the sociology of this plant and how people used it, vilified it, stigmatized it, made up stories about it. While all through history, every government study that was put out there in the 20th century, the Schaefer Report, the LaGuardia Report, all came to the same conclusion that this is a pretty benign medicinal product, and especially in comparison to alcohol, which is really a poison. And don't get me wrong, I have a drink of vodka pretty much every time I go into a bar. So I'm not afraid, or I'm not a teetotaler, that I don't drink alcohol. It's just that I find it to be far more intoxicating than the THC that's in the cannabis plant, where you can actually function and be enlightened and be more creative. And, you know, Frankie, we mentioned sports. I've talked to so many professional athletes who have told me that you know, they played high under the influence in the National Football League, under the influence in the National Basketball Association. I've yet to talk to a baseball player. However, I know that Ferguson Jenkins did it because he got busted for it in 1980. So, it has been used as a medicinal product for thousands of years. And we're just now starting to learn about how it became vilified and how it became stigmatized. And, you know, again, another reason why I started Pro Cannabis Media. I wanted the industry to have a friendly media guy that they could come on and talk to about this subject and this plant and the industry that they're in. And, I saw an interview with the CEO of a major multi-state operator, I want to say in 2018, on, I think it was CNBC or MSNBC, and I was so embarrassed for the executives, for the line of questioning that this reporter put forth. Obviously, the reporter did not do their homework and learn any of the scientific research that had led to legalization in Colorado or Washington State or California that brought medical cannabis in the mid-90s to help combat AIDS in our country. And, you know, what bothers me, Frankie, is it's always been a last resort for people that get stricken
with cancer. We have a big story that broke this week. I don't know if you saw the story, but I'm sure you did.
I did.
Dr. Judy Gilman, an associate professor at Harvard Medical School, said that cannabis is not as wonderful as one thinks, and it fails to improve symptoms, and it doubles risk of addiction. And this is a new study that was done. And what are your thoughts about this new study? I will read you what it said. Medical marijuana fails to improve symptoms of pain, anxiety, and depression while increasing the risk that patients will develop an addiction to cannabis. A new study warns researchers from Mass General Hospital, unfortunately right here in our neighborhood, add up that up to 1 in 5 users may develop cannabis use disorder, CUD. The findings come from a review of medical marijuana cardholders in the United States.
Yeah. So let me tell you about this. First of all, she said 1 in 5, right? That happens to coincide with the use of cannabis in our country. 22% of our of people who use cannabis every day, that's what we have in this country. So, and when you hear these kinds of research and stories from doctors, okay, does not surprise me. Do you know there's been over 30,000 studies of cannabis by the substance abuse community in this country? And less than 4% have come up with anything negative. And what is an addiction versus a dependency versus when you can use a product to enhance your life, enhance your wellness? How do you decide when you're an addict, you're addicted to something, or you're dependent on it? And I'm pretty sure in that study it said, oh, if you stop taking it, you'll get headaches and you'll have a physiological reaction to not using this product. Of course you will, because the product is designed and been put on this earth to interact with your endocannabinoid system, which basically handles your pain, your emotions, your creativity, all the things that the neurotransmitters in our body control. So let's talk about Dr. Peter Grinspoon, the son of Dr. Lester Grinspoon, the late Dr. Lester Grinspoon from Harvard, who wrote the book Marijuana Reconsidered in the, I think it was the 60s or the early 70s. And I asked the son, Dr. Peter, who, by the way, had a opioid addiction and was able to get off that from using cannabis. Western medicine treats symptoms. Eastern medicine treats causes. And that's a basic premise here.
I love that. And it's absolutely how I talk about what I talk about on my holistic health show. So yes, I'm right there. And we have to take a quick, we have to take another break. Jimmy Young is with us. What an hour this has been.
That story about Peter Grinspoon, though.
Okay, we'll do it on the other side. People will have to take take a second to wait and go to procannabismedia.com. We'll be back in just a moment, our remaining moments, with Jimmy Young. Stay tuned. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back. Cannabis Talk, Agency and Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. In the Weeds with Jimmy Young is one of his three produced radio shows and podcasts and videos that he does. It's all at procannabismedia.com. And you are in the middle of a story, so we will let you get right back to that story. We were just talking about there's a new study, and a lot of people are very upset about the data that's involved in this study, the lack of specifics. And, you know, you can also say, and I used to say this all the time when I got a bad rap and a bad study about vitamin E, and, you know, it's like, what kind are they using? There's so many variables to these studies. And who was funding the study? Was it the pharmaceutical industry? So right. Many unknowns. But you go ahead and share, Jimmy Young, your story.
Follow the money. But let's talk about Dr. Purdy Grinspoon, Lester Grinspoon's son, for a minute. Because I did ask him, what is the difference between addiction and dependency? And he goes, that's the subject that's been talked about in med schools and different psychologist classrooms for decades. And his answer was very great. It was awesome. When you are using a substance that causes negative behavior in your life, you lose a job, your relationship breaks up, you're getting in fights, you're losing money, you're making decisions that perhaps are not beneficial to being a contributing member of society, not to mention being a parent or a child or whatever role you're in, when you start having some negativity, that's when you should seek help, and that's more of an addiction than a dependency. If you take a product and you use it responsibly and you study it and you learn how to use it properly, that's not dissimilar to when you take your supplementary pills in your daily routine, like I do. I take fish oil, I take magnesium, zinc, I take turmeric, I take all sorts of different stuff, CBD, all that stuff I take in the morning in addition to my Western medication. Now, does that make me an addict? No, it doesn't. It means I've learned how to be responsible with what I put into my body. And that includes alcohol, which is by far a much more poisonous substance than cannabis. So while they could come out with all these studies that they want about it's not as effective on pain as we think. Well, guess what, folks? Have you ever dealt with chronic pain? Because I do on a daily basis. And whatever it takes for me to get through the day is what I use to get through that day. It's debilitating. I have to focus and hyper-focus on my job 9 to 10, 12 hours a day. And as soon as I get off that clock, I start feeling, and walking around, I might add, the nerve pain that I deal with. I'm in physical therapy now. I'm constantly in rehab, it seems, with my body because it's always breaking down. And I have horrific arthritis. Anybody who lives with arthritis lives with pain all day long. So if you find a product that can help you deal with it, maintain your life, and not affect you negatively, then you're using a product that enhances your life, not makes it negative. And I thought that was a great answer from Peter Grinspoon.
Yes, it is.
You know, because it really does put it in perspective, right? And we all know that cannabis should not be in a controlled Schedule I drug alongside some of the more horrific ones that are out there. The fact that we had an opioid crisis in this country goes to my talk about pain. You don't think I've had Percocet before? You don't think I've taken oxycodone? You don't think? Of course I have. Do I like it? No, I don't. But I've taken it. I've done it because my doctor prescribes it for me. I've come through a surgery, and they feel like it can be a help to getting me through the rehab process after major surgery. And they still prescribe them. Now, they're not prescribing them as much as they used to because they learned how addictive those particular items are. Because if you have an ouchie and you're given something that takes that ouchie away, you're going to want that again. That's just animal behavior. That's the endocannabinoid system at work here. Okay? The endocannabinoid system impacts our nerve transmitters and our pain and our emotions. And this is where this plant plays a role in a positive manner if it's used responsibly. Can you use too much of it? Can you be a waker baker and stoned all day and not contributing to society? Absolutely. You've heard of functioning alcoholics too, haven't you? So
right.
Again, this is about education, and Frankie, I salute you because I like the name of your show. This is all about educating the public on what this plant does to you and for you. And you went to a CBD show. I got to ask you a question, Frankie. When you talk
yes.
to CBD people, do they say that CBD is not psychoactive?
Well, some of them make sure because they use just the isolate of the plant, and others say that it has less than 3% THC.
Right, right. So THC is an intoxicating cannabinoid in the plant. The rest of the plant is psychoactive. It does impact your inflammation. It does impact your neurotransmitters, but it does not get you intoxicated. So if people's beef about cannabis is that, I'm going to take CBD because it's not psychoactive. I learned that from John Dvorak, who's a hemp expert.
Oh, I love John. John's been on the show numerous times. Yes, I do know John.
He's the one who taught me that lesson early on in my pursuit of knowledge about this plant over the last 3 or 4 years. And it really does make sense. So when I see a study or a news article that says CBD is a non-psychoactive component in the plant, it goes to the ignorance of the journalists, that they have not learned enough about the plant and how it impacts.
I can't believe we're almost out of time. We didn't even get into the sports piece. You have to come back and talk about the sports and then more breaking news of what's happening around the world with CBD and cannabis next time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. What a wonderful conversation we've had with Jimmy Young, Emmy Award-winning TV talk show host and the founder of ProCannabisMedia.com. This was great. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Happy to do it, Frankie, and doing part two would be a pleasure.
Absolutely. It'll get on the record soon. Thanks for being with us. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
And maybe tomorrow you'll see that life is still worthwhile.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.